Shalom, 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 people of God. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My name is Pastor Daniel Waxon. I am in the studio, the healing sermon, and the prayer house. Yes, my brother, my sister, be connected. Today it is another day the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth has made for us. Yes, you can see there are many people outside there. They are in the hospital. But you and I, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, has given us the breath of life. Yes, my brother, my sister, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Remember, Jesus Christ loves you. Today, it is another day our Lord has made for you, for us. Yes, shalom, shalom. We are in the studio, healing sermon and the prayer house. Healing sermon and the prayer house. Be connected in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Welcome to our online radio channel. The name of the podcast is Healing Sermons and Prayer House. This is a radio channel of prophetic and deliverance services. It is a virtual house of prayer for the deliverance and salvation of our souls. We're online on Podbean, Spotify, or any other online podcast service. Our website, www.themosthighgod.org. WhatsApp, +27 62 971 6167. Daily Monday to Saturday from 1:35 p.m. South Africa time. Come, listen to healing, deliverance and prophetic sermons with the doctrine of repentance, reconciliation and restoration in Jesus Christ for the salvation of our souls. And you will never be the same again.
Yes, people of God, we are back again in this studio. Our God is good. Welcome, Sister Karen Nedu. We are in the house of prayer, healing sermons and the prayer heart. Healing sermons and the prayer heart. Why healing sermons? Because the Bible is teaching us that when children of Israel, they had a lot of problems and they lost hope. They cried out to God. The Bible is telling me that Yahweh, the creator of heaven and earth, sent the word of God, and to heal. The word of God is Jesus Christ himself. The Bible is saying in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. We believe today that the word of God is God himself, because God is the word and is faithful to his word. Be connected, my brother, be connected, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, 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 yes. Enter the house of prayer by faith. Begin to enter the house of prayer by faith, because you are the church. The Bible is saying the time has come where you and I, we worship the Lord in the spirit and in truth. Enter the house of prayer, healing sermons and the prayer house. This is the prayer house. I can see someone entering the house of prayer by faith in the spirit. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Lord, Jesus, 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 Lord, Jesus, Jesus, the God of salvation.
Jesus, the God of deliverance, Jesus, the God of healing.
There's no one like you. My brother, my sister, there is no one like Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Connect, connect, connect with the Spirit of God. Connect, connect, connect with the Holy Ghost. My brother, my sister, today, the title of the dedicate of today, you know it, my brother, my sister. Yes, the title of the dedicate of today is so good. It's so good to whoever desires the Spirit of God. Born of water and the Spirit. We are going to read the book of John chapter 3 from 1 to 3. And 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. Acts chapter 2 verse 38. Born of water and the Spirit. Be connected in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, my brother, my sister, may you take your Bible, the book of John, chapter 3, from 1 to 3. Be connected, desire the word of God. The word of God is the mirror to your spirit. In your bedroom, in your house, you use the word, you use the mirror. In your house, you use the mirror. The mirror of this world, the mirror of this world, to look and to see the condition of your face. But with the mirror of this world, my brother, my sister, you can't see the condition of your spirit. You need the mirror of God to see the condition of your spirit. Welcome, Sister Jonina. Yes, welcome, Ms. T. The mirror of this world is used every day just to see how clean or dirty is our face. God wants us to use the mirror of the Spirit in order to see how good, nice, clean or dirty is our spirit. The mirror of your spirit is the Word of God. You need the Word of God to understand the level of your spiritual life. You need the mirror of this world to see how clean or dirty is your face. I believe I am speaking to someone. Let us open our Bible. John chapter 3, from 1 to 3. Be connected in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus Christ loves you, my brother, my sister. Begin to meditate on John chapter 3, from 1 to 3. Begin to meditate. Meditate the word of God. Meditate on the word of God. John chapter 3 from 1 to 3. I am preparing someone to connect to the Word of God. I am preparing someone to connect to the Spirit of God. The Word of God matters in your life. Jesus Christ of Nazareth matters in your life. What we are doing here matters in your life. Yes. Worship the Lord. Help me worship the Lord. You are all that matters. Yes. Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ matters in your life. If today you find yourself in a situation, you find yourself abandoned, you find yourself betrayed in your marriage, in your love story, in your family, in your society, what you need to do is to rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord, my brother, my sister. Because what is important in your life here is Jesus Christ with you. Jesus Christ with you makes you more than conqueror. If today Jesus Christ of Nazareth takes the breath of life, no matter the beauty in your marriage, no matter the beauty of your business and career, no matter the riches that you have, I believe there are many blessings that your money can't buy. There are many blessings that your money can't buy. Jesus Christ loves you, my brother. You are all that matters. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You are all that matters. Jesus Christ matters. John chapter 3 from 1 to 3. I begin to read the word of God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. John chapter 3 from 1 to 3. Let us connect in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I begin to read in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus Christ at night and said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with you. Jesus Christ replied, very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. Let us pray. Jehovah King of glory, marvelous precious God, the creator of heavens and earth, the God that gives peace, deliverance, salvation, new birth, we thank you. We adore you, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac and Jacob, the same yesterday, today, and forever. You never change. You never said goodbye. Today we believe you are here with us in the house of prayer. In this house of prayer, I pray, O Lord, that you begin to bless someone, touch the heart of someone by the power of your word and your spirit. Renew our strength in the name of Jesus Christ. Baptize us by the power of your spirit. Someone needs a new birth to glorify your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Say amen, my brother, my sister, where you are. The word of today will bless someone, and whoever listens to this message after even the publication of this service on the social network will be blessed, will be delivered, will be fortified by the power of the Holy Ghost omnipresent. Yes, my brother, my sister, we have read here John chapter 3 from 1 to 3. The title of the dedicate of today is Born of Water and the Spirit. We understand the process. Through this message, we understand the process of a new birth . We understand the conversion of Lima. Apple is a tree. I think now is ruling cancer. We understand here in verse 1 that Nicodemus was a leader, a member of the Jewish ruling council. So he had power and authority. Are you with me? But he saw that in Jesus Christ, there was something different. He was a Pharisee, Nicodemus, and a member of the Jewish ruling council. By that time, the Jewish ruling council was in power. So Nicodemus has the power during that time. But humbly, he understood that in Jesus, there was something special. In verse 2, he's saying, he came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, meaning we know that you are a teacher who has come from God. For no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him. So we understand Nicodemus saw something special in Jesus. The signs and the wonders, the miracle, the word of God that Jesus Christ was preaching, changing people's life. When you hear the word of God that touches your heart, understand that word comes not alone. That word comes with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah! Apostle Paul, said it, I preach the word of God with the demonstration of the power of the Spirit of God. The word of God without the Spirit of God is powerless. I pray, O Lord, that you make this word powerful, power of your Spirit in order to penetrate the heart of people in order to bring peace to broken hearted. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. My brother, my sister, Nicodemus was humble, but he was also proud. Why humble? Because he was a leader, he was an authority, but he decided to go and meet Jesus Christ. My brother, my sister, may you receive the spirit of humility in the name of Jesus Christ. When today you discover that my brother has something different from me, be connected to him, humbly communicate with him. Because the anointing of God is transferable. Walk with the right people in order to receive right things. Hallelujah! Nicodemus was humble here, because he was the leader. He was a leader. He was an authority. And decided and to go and meet Jesus Christ. Why? Because he saw in Jesus Christ a special grace, special power, anointing to do miracles. My brother, my sister, I pray that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth make someone humble before the anointing of God. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ, make me humble, O Lord, before your anointing. Make me humble, Jehovah, before your anointing. I want to acknowledge your power, your grace, your anointing every day of my life. And I want to be closer to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray again. My Father, give me more of your love. Give me more of you. Give me more of your peace. Give me more of your anointing. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray, my brother. Pray, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray. Give me more of your anointing. Give me more of your peace. Give me more of your peace. Give me more of your love. Give me more of your understanding. Give me more of your light. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray. I can see someone praying in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As you pray, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth is giving you what you desire. The Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth is satisfying the desire of your heart. The desire of your heart. Receive a special grace from the Lord. Receive the anointing from the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, welcome Joseph T. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. I said before that Nicodemus was proud and humble. Humble, why? Because he acknowledged the anointing in Jesus and he decided to go and meet him. He was proud. Why? Because he could not go and meet Jesus Christ during the day. He went to meet Jesus Christ in the night. My brother, my sister, you who need deliverance, you need to be humble. You can't say, "Pastor, pray for me in private," but while the pastor wants to pray for you in public. Because the Bible is saying, if you are ashamed of Jesus Christ in public, Jesus Christ will be ashamed of you before the Father. And the Bible is teaching us here that Jesus Christ is the intercessor, is the intermediary between you and the Creator. Now, when you are praying, asking God to do something, your prayer goes to Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ presents it on the table of Yahweh. Hallelujah! And this happened automatically. But it is very bad when Jesus Christ is ashamed of you before the Father, meaning that he will not introduce your request to the Father. That is the reason why, my brother, my sister, many of our prayer does not work. Many of our prayers do not work. Many of our prayers do not work. Why? Because we wanted to be delivered, but inside our heart, we are pride. We want to be delivered, but inside our heart, we are ashamed. I remove that spirit of shame in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I remove that spirit of pride in the life of someone. You will want to be delivered. You will want to be delivered. Let pride leave you. Let pride leave you. Let pride leave you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. my Father, let your children be delivered. Let your children be delivered. Remove pride from them. Break them down. Break them down. Break them down. Break them down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Nicodemus was proud and he was humble. This someone saying, what is the meaning of that? He was humble. Why? Because there were many Pharisees, ruler of the Jewish council, but only him and Nicodemus decided to go and meet Jesus Christ because he saw that in Jesus there was something special. But he was proud because he went to meet Jesus Christ in the night. He did not want other people to see him. He did not want his neighbor to see him. He did not want his colleague to see him because they will mock at him. Now, let us see the conversation between Jesus Christ and Nicodemus. Nicodemus studied the word of God. I am now here at the point, important point. Nicodemus studied the word of God. Remember, Nicodemus is a Pharisee. He's a Pharisee. Okay? Yeah. Nicodemus was a Pharisee. And he said, we are in John chapter 3 from 1 to 3. I said, now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus. So he was a Pharisee. Remember, the Pharisees, they were in power. Okay? And they were there to frustrate Jesus Christ. The Pharisees, those are people that they study the word of God and they were there to apply the word of God. I want you to understand the role, the behavior, and the characteristic of a Pharisee. The Pharisee is that person who is pretending to show to people that he knows better than everyone. The Pharisee in the time of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he is that person who was pretending to show to people that he knows better than even Jesus Christ. The Pharisee is that person who read the word of God and pretending to respect the word of God publicly in the presence of people, but when he's in a private, he disobeyed the word of God. So in general, the Pharisee was an hypocrite, a fake Christian. A person who is called a Pharisee, prophetically, it means that an hypocrite. It's just that person that is there to look for faults, error, mistakes in people's life in order to bring them down. Remember, Jesus Christ was tempted many times by the Pharisee just because they wanted to find reasons to crucify and to put him down. The Pharisee is that person that studied the law of Moses, and they were there to apply and to make people respect the law of Moses. But themselves, they never love God. Now, let us see here. We have now one Pharisee, one of them, Nicodemus. Nicodemus is now before Jesus Christ. Nicodemus said to Jesus Christ, I can see that you have a special power because of the signs and the wonders you are doing in the name of the Father. Nicodemus wanted to learn something from Jesus Christ. Nicodemus wanted to understand Jesus Christ. My brother, my sister, it is good to learn to understand your Father. It is good to learn to understand your Savior, your Redeemer. It is good. But Jesus Christ of Nazareth, being the prophet number one, he said, no, you can't go to heaven if you are not born again. See here in John chapter 3, verse 3, I read here, Jesus Christ replied, Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. This sentence, this statement confused Nicodemus. Nicodemus studied the word of God. Nicodemus studied the law of Moses. Nicodemus was a Pharisee, a member of a ruling Jewish council. So he studied the word of God. He knew the law of Moses, but he never understood things of the spirit. Raise up your voice, my brother, my sister, pray. My Father, teach me, O Lord. Teach me to understand things of the spirit. Teach me, Jehovah, to understand the mystery of eternal life. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. This is serious. Teach me, my Father, to understand the mystery of the eternal life. Teach me, O Lord, to understand my spiritual life. Teach me, Jehovah, to understand the mystery of eternal life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I begin to declare this word. The Lord Jesus Christ is busy teaching, someone to understand the mystery of eternal life. The Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth is busy teaching someone to understand the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. Jesus Christ of Nazareth said, you need a new birth because you want to understand the mystery of Jesus Christ. You want to understand the revelation of Jesus Christ. You want to understand the word of God. You want to understand the signs and the wonders of God. But for you to understand this, you need to have a spiritual eyes. For you to have a spiritual eyes, you need to have a new birth. Now we are there. New birth. What is new birth here? The process of a new birth in a Christian life starts from doing what? An exercise of repentance. This is what Nicodemus did not understand. You and I, we have to repent. We have to repent of our sin. That is the step number one, repentance. The process of a new birth starts from repentance. You and I, we have to repent of our sin. Number one. Why? Because in the book of Acts chapter 2, verse 38, you're going to read it. Acts chapter 2, verse 38, the Bible is saying, repent. Number one is repent and be baptized by water. And number three, receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So there are three steps here. The first step is repentance. You can't be baptized in water when you have not truly repented. There are many people that have been baptized, but they did not know the importance of the repentance. Many people in this world, they have been baptized in the Catholic churches where they just use water, they put water on their head. It does not work like that. The baptism we are talking about here, it is the baptism of water. Jesus Christ of Nazareth was baptized in the river called Jordan. Your entire body must go inside the water. It's symbolic. Because everything of yours that is against the will of God, the word of God, must go down and flow away by the power of the water. Everything that is bad, evil, frustrating, putting hindrance toward your salvation life must fly away by the water. Not what they do in a Catholic church is they put the water by you on your head. It doesn't work like that. Step number one, my brother, my sister, is to repent. What is the repentance? What is a repentance? The repentance, my brother, my sister, is to acknowledge by the grace of God, by the Spirit of God, is to acknowledge all the sin you have committed. And during the repentance period, you feel very bad, you feel sorrow, you feel hurt because of the sin you have committed. Not just like that, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. That is what you used to do. But before you say it, have you refused the sin? Before you say it, have you abandoned sins? Before you say it, have you taken the decision to abandon sin? Repentance here means, how to call it? Return back to Jesus. It is a repentance here. It is a return back to Jesus Christ. Repentance means here prophetically a return back to Jesus Christ. Why? You have been created in the image of God and you lost the image of God because of the sin of Adam and Eve. The image of God was lost. Jesus Christ of Nazareth came now on the cross of Calvary to restore the image of God. So is it by the grace of the work of the cross of Calvary that you, when you repent, Jesus Christ automatically accept your prayer of repentance and to accept you back to the kingdom of God, meaning that the image that was lost is now recovered. It is now in you. But for you to receive back the image of God, you need to take the decision to go back to Yahweh, to go back to Jesus Christ, to go back to Jesus Christ, to abandon sin and to turn back to Him because you were going far away from Him. You turn before your back to Him. Now you have to turn your back to the devil and to face Jesus Christ. Repentance here, it is a return back to the work of God. That is step number one. True repentance, my brother, my sister. Sister Joyce, are you following me? Yes. 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 Welcome, Sucker FXBTS. Repentance is a return back to Christ. And you do it sincerely when you are asking forgiveness. Number two, the Bible is saying, I am in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. You need to receive the baptism in water. Number three, wait upon the baptism of the Spirit. That is what you call the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost here, my brother, my sister, is now the passport to go to heaven. You and I, we can't go to heaven if we do not have the passport of heaven. The passport of heaven is the Holy Ghost. If today you have received the baptism of water, you need to ask a question. Did I receive the Holy Ghost? Because Apostle Paul baptize the people twice, not twice, he baptized the people that were baptized by John the Baptist in water, but they never received the Holy Ghost. Apostle Paul asked them question, did you receive the Holy Ghost? They said, you don't know even about the Holy Ghost. And he preached the word of God to them. He baptized them for the second time in the water because they were baptized for the first time by John the Baptist, but he did the second baptism. If today you have understood that your baptism you have done has not helped you to receive the Holy Ghost, you need to ask a question. How was the condition of your repentance? How was the condition of your baptism? What did you do? What happened? Were you conscious when you received the baptism of water? Were you serious when you asked repentance to God? Were you really serious? Did you really take the decision to abandon sins? Because our God reads our hearts. When your repentance is sincere, my brother, my sister, and you enter into water, baptized by a true man of God, I'm telling the truth, it is now a guarantee for you to receive the Holy Ghost. Now, someone can ask a question, when will I receive the Holy Ghost after the baptism? The Holy Ghost, you may receive it the same day. The Holy Ghost, you may receive it after 1 week, after 2 months, after 3 months, after 6 months. It depends. But the difference is that while you are busy waiting for the Holy Ghost, you are busy maintaining your spiritual life. Because you have asked God to forgive you. You did repentance, isn't it? And you have taken the decision to forsake sin and to follow Jesus Christ. So you will no longer desire to go back to sin. While you are busy waiting for the Holy Ghost, your life must be a holy life. Why the Holy Ghost is not coming on people's life? It is because after repentance, those people, they go back again to sin. They eat what they have vomited. They have eaten back what they have vomited. During the repentance, they have vomited sin. After the repentance, after the baptism, they start again eating back what they have vomited. Raise up your voice, my brother, my sister. This is a touching message. Say, my father, help me, O Lord, not to eat what I have vomited. Help me, Jehovah, not to eat what I have vomited. Help me, Jehovah, not to eat back what I have vomited. I have vomited sin. I have vomited spirit of anger. I have vomited spirit of hatred. I have vomited spirit of selfishness. I have vomited every bad spirit, the power of darkness, all those things, the spirit of gossip, the spirit of quarrel, the spirit of deception, the spirit of fornication, the spirit of idolatry. I have taken the decision right now. I am busy vomiting. I am busy vomiting. I am busy vomiting. Vomit, 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 vomit that poison. Vomit that poison from the serpent. Vomit that poison from the serpent. Eve in the Garden of Eden, she ate the poison from the serpent. The poison from the serpent is the fake word of God. Is the fake word of God. The diluted word of God. But today you are receiving, you are hearing, you are listening to the undiluted word of God that you're going to build up the life of salvation in your body, in your spirit, in your soul. Receive the grace to vomit sin. Receive the grace to vomit poison. Receive the grace to vomit fake word of God. Receive the grace. Receive the grace. Receive the grace. Begin to vomit. Begin to vomit. Refuse sin. Refuse sin. Refuse sin. The power of deliverance. Enter in the life of my sister, in the life of my brother. The power of salvation. Begin to enter. Begin to enter the life of my brother, the life of my sister. The power of deliverance. Begin to deliver. Begin to deliver. Begin to deliver. Begin to deliver. The power of sin. I break you down. I break you down. I break you down. Power of sin, I break it down. Begin to break down the power of sin, the power of sin, the power of sin. The power of sin, I break you down, I break you down, I break you down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Yes, my brother, my sister. Break down the power of sin. Vomit every power of sin. Vomit the poison. Vomit the poison. Bad habits, bad habit, begin to vomit, refuse, begin to kill the desire of your flesh, begin to kill, kill the desire of your flesh, kill. I kill the desire of my flesh. I kill the desire of my flesh by the power of the Spirit of God. I kill in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Before we end here, my brother, my sister, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, the Bible is saying that you are now a new creation. You are now a new creation. All the life is passed away. All the behavior is passed away. You are now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Your life is now a new life. You are now born again. You are now starting from zero as a baby in the spirit. Then start now drinking milk. Start now drinking milk, spiritual milk. Start now drinking, eating a spiritual porridge. Start now eating now vegetable. Start now eating meat. Hallelujah. Start now eating bones. You become mature. Become mature. Grow in the spirit from the baby to the son. From the baby to the son. From the baby to the period of maturity in the spiritual life. New birth. You are born again. You are born again. Now grow in the spirit. Grow in the spirit. Grow in the spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. We have finished this message. Allow me to present the dedicate now in French. I believe this word has blessed you. I believe this word has touched you. Born of water and the spirit. Yes, born of water and the spirit. Be born of the spirit. Be born of the spirit. Be born of the spirit. Receive a new birth. Receive a new birth. Receive a new beginning. Receive a new beginning. Receive a new birth. Receive a new birth. Receive a new beginning. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. I want to read someone's writing. I have received a new birth. I have received a new beginning by the grace of God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Begin to say thank you, Jesus Christ. Say thank you, Jesus Christ, for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your blessing. I have received a new birth, new birth, new birth, new beginning, new beginning. I'm growing. I am growing under the word of God. I am eating the word of God. I am eating the word of God every day. Every day I eat the word of God. Every day I desire the word of God. Every day I desire the word of God. Every day desire the word of God. Desire the word of God. Desire the word of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. I bless my brother. I bless my sister. I bless everyone following this program. Receive a new birth, new beginning. Be a new creation for the glory of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. I bless everyone who's going to listen to this program after the publication. I bless everyone who's going to share this program to bless many other people. As you do so, receive multiple blessings, multiple blessings from the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. My name is Pastor Daniel Waxon in the studio, Healing Sermon and the Prayer House. You have seen how the word of today has healed your heart. You have seen how the word of today has opened your eyes. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ in your heart. Be healed now in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to manifest the fruit of the Spirit of God. The fruit of the Spirit of God. Yes, the fruit of the Spirit of God. Manifest peace. Manifest peace. Manifest love. Manifest tolerance. Manifest tolerance. Manifest patience. Manifest patience. Endurance. Endurance. Manifest.
In the name of Jesus Christ, manifest self-control, self-control, manifest, manifest. According to the book of Galatians, chapter 5, from 22 to 23. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We have finished. Should you have any prayer request based on the word of today? Should you think that you are touched, that you have not yet received the Holy Ghost since you were baptized, but you see that your life is like you have eaten again the vomit. It's like you are still doing the sin. You are not moving forward. You feel like you are stuck. While you know that you were baptized by water, but your life is just turning zero, zero at zero. Feel free to contact Pastor Daniel Waxon to the following number on WhatsApp, +27 62 791 61 67. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Waxon, available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search Healing Sermons and Prayer House, offering live healing services on this radio channel. This offer is for a maximum of 5 family members that can enter the online healing studio to pray for the sick. Check out the website for more information, themosthighgod.org, and tune into the podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube as well. Search Healing Sermons with Pastor Evangelist Daniel Waxon, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High God. That's DanielOuakson. Many episodes up for you to listen to already. Make sure you subscribe to be notified of future releases. And you can also connect and stay tuned on Facebook at The Perfect Healer, on Twitter at Daniel Marketeur, or just download the Podbean app and stream directly from there. That's Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Waxon. Go listen, download, and subscribe today.